In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of St. Peter Chrysologus, who was a famous preacher and doctor of the Church, who always urged everyone to often receive Jesus in Holy Communion. Today is also feast of St. Barbara, and since she is Juliana's favorite saint, I want to tell her the great story, what she endured in her life. St. Barbara lived in the time of Roman Emperor Maximian, early in the 4th century, and one of the officials of the emperor was named Dioscurus, and he was a very wealthy and a pagan, and he worshipped idols, and he had one daughter named Barbara. Dioscorus made a high tower and locked his daughter in the tower so that men would not be able to see her and her beauty. But when she was of marriageable age, noble men asked for her hand in marriage, but St. Barbara said that she didn't really like any of them. Then her father left the tower, and he obtained materials to build a hall and gathered many craftsmen so that the work could be accomplished as soon as possible. And then he went to a distant district and was away from home for a very long time. St. Barbara came to see the craftsmen's work and saw two windows on the northern side of the hall, and she said to the craftsmen, "Why did you make only two windows?" The craftsmen answered, "Your father told us so." Barbara then told them to make a third window, and when the hall was finished, she went to the eastern part and scratched with her finger the sign of the cross on the stone. Then she went into the anteroom, and there a pure spring gushed forth, and there she once again made the sign of the cross. In this spring, Barbara was baptized by a holy man, and she lived there for some time on honey from the woods, and ate and lived like Saint John the Baptist. And when Saint Barbara came back to her tower, she saw there her father's idols made of metal, and she spat in the face of the idols and said, "May those who made you and all who believe in you become like you." And when she had said this, she prayed that God's might would destroy these idols, and what she prayed for happened. But when her father came home again from the long journey, he looked at his finished hall and saw there three windows instead of two. He then called his daughter and said to her, "Did you request to have three windows made?" She answered, "That I did. And it is well that I did, because three windows give light to each person who is born, but two windows may be dark." Her father did not understand. "How may three light more than two?" Barbara said, "Three signify the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, one true God whom it behooves each person to worship." Her father, who was still a pagan, was very angry of this answer because he truly hated Christians. Her father hit her and took her by her hair and dragged her to the mountain and carefully locked the house in which he shut her and set guards at the house so that no one could release Saint Barbara. Then he sent word to the judge that he should come and force his daughter to sacrifice to idols. When Saint Barbara refused to sacrifice to idols, the judge became very angry and had her scourged so long time that blood ran all over her body. Then he had her put in prison. But in the morning, the judge had her led out of the prison and before his judgment seat. And when he saw her, she was completely healed from all the wounds on her body. The judge wondered, "How could this be?" And St. Barbara answered, "Your gods are like you, blind and deaf and senseless. How could they heal my wounds, or how can they help others when they cannot help themselves? but Jesus, the Son of the living God, healed me, he whom you are unworthy to see, because your heart has been made hard by the devil." In the crowd watching this was also a virtuous girl named Juliana. Her heart was so much filled with sympathy for the courageousness of Saint Barbara that she also wanted to suffer for Christ. She began to denounce the evil judges in a loud voice, mocking their idols and saying she was a Christian like Barbara. She was arrested and both girls were tortured for a long time. Then the judge commanded his men to strip them of their clothes and beat them and lead them throughout the city. Then Saint Barbara lifted her eyes to heaven and prayed to God, asking God to cover them so that their bodies would not be seen. And God sent his angel, who covered them with a splendid white robe. Finally, when the evil judge saw that no manner of torture would persuade the brave girls to give up their faith in Christ, he ordered them to be executed. One of the soldiers took out his sword and beheaded Saint Juliana, while Saint Barbara was taken to the place of execution by her own father and beheaded by him. The bodies of the holy martyrs were buried by pious Catholics, and they became the source of numerous miracles and healings. Dear children, you should really admire the great courage of Saint Barbara. That she, who was just a young girl, she stood against her evil father, stood against the evil judge, and stood against the worthless idols. We might often get into troubles because we refuse to submit to the temptations and evil things we see in the world. As you remember, Saint Barbara even spat upon evil idols and then prayed that God would destroy them, and that happened. What an enormous courage it took of her. But if we are, like she is, confirmed and firm Catholics who shrink from no opportunity to defend our Catholic faith, then God will bless us enormously. If evil people hate us because of our Catholic faith, we should be happy of it, because the more evil people hate us, the more God will love us. Be always very courageous in your defense of Catholic faith and Catholic Church, because you who love God so much, you also want to be loved by him. Stay strong in faith and do good works, and God, who loves you, will remember you with honor and with joy on the last day when you join these heroic girls, Saint Barbara and Juliana, in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.